Here come the best of speed jokes. Thanks for sending them to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. Our speed jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. And on Fridays, we like to pick the joke of the week. Here's joke of the week number one.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a patient, and John Williams will star as his doctor.
So what seems to be the problem?
I keep feeling like I'm an ocean.
Can you be more specific? Joke of the week. Number two, the company I work for is knowingly making defective whistles. I can't do anything about it. I like to let that one just percolate a little bit. Here's number three. A guy in a bar leans over to the man next to him and says, "You want to hear an accountant joke?" And the guy says, "Well, before you tell that joke, you should know that I'm 6 foot tall, 200 pounds, and I'm an accountant. And the guy sitting next to me is a karate black belt, and he's an accountant too. So you still want to tell your accountant joke?" And the guy says, "No, not if I've got to explain it twice." And that doesn't mean, hey, accountants are good people, and they've got a lot of work to do right now. They're no dummies, but they're not known for their sense of humor now, are they? Here's joke of the week number four.
Hey, John, you know about Sir Galahad and the Knights of the Round Table, right?
Oh, sure, I know them all.
Like, which was the knight that was afraid to fight?
Surrender.
And which knight was a good guesser?
Sir Miser.
Which drank too much?
Sir Roses.
And which one was the dancing knight?
Sir Prancelot. Joke of the week number five. Two clowns are eating a cannibal, and one turns to the other and says, "I think we got this joke wrong." "Yeah, I think you got it wrong, guys. Here's number six." "John, I know you went to see Project Hail Mary, and your wife Brenda liked the book. Well, I saw this online the other day, and I thought I would pass it along. Somebody wrote, 'I went to see Project Hail Mary, great movie. I highly recommend it, but the less you know about it going in, the better. Trust me.' In fact, the guy in front of me in the theater brought his dog in to see the movie with him, and I think it was a service animal, but the dog really seemed to be enjoying the movie. It was really strange. So I said to the guy afterwards, 'I know this is going to sound strange, but it looked like your dog really enjoyed the movie.' And he said, 'It is strange because he hated the book.'" We read that as a not speed joke, but the guy got us, didn't he?
He did.
Here's joke of the week number seven.
Well, with the deadline rapidly approaching, I decided last night to turn off the TV, Andy, and my phone, have a little wine, and finally fill out my tax return.
And
I'm getting a $3 million refund.
Joke of the week number eight.
I don't know if this is a fact or not, but I'll bet giraffes don't smell farts. If a cookie falls...
Come on.
A lot of disappointed people there. Joke of the week number nine.
If a cookie falls on the floor and you pick it up, that's a squat, right?
I say yes. Here's number 10.
A lawyer woke up in the hospital, and all of the blinds in his room were closed. He asked the nurse about it, and she said, "Well, the building across the street is on fire, and we didn't want you to wake up and think the operation was a failure."
Here's joke of the week number 11.
They say some people smoke after sex. Does that mean they're doing it too fast?
Here is joke of the week number 12.
I'm saving up to buy my brother something to help with his hernia. Every spare dollar goes into a trust fund.
Joke of the week number 13.
Say, Andy, did you know that when people get older, they tend to repeat themselves?
Yeah, I think I might have heard about that.
Did you also know that when people get older, they tend to repeat themselves?
Who saw that one coming? Here's one more joke.
Hey, Andy, I quit my job after my boss started paying me in vegetables. I told him I can't live off that celery.
No, don't.
Every now and then, Andy, a good vegetable joke, turnips.
John, don't do these jokes. I think we've all heard before.
I don't know. A new one might sprout up. Did you hear about the rutabaga who died?
No.
Oh, yeah, there was a big turnip at the funeral.
Tomato robs a bank, jumps into the getaway car.
Okay, here we go.
Broccoli is driving. What does he say?
I don't know.
Floor it!
Remain calm, everyone. We've just got one more.
Glad to hear it right now. I don't feel so gored.
Not bad. Kevin, what was the joke of the week?
Oh, it's got to be giraffes and farts.
I wasn't going to say the F word. Andy, what was the joke of the week?
I like the dog hated the book.
Yeah.
Dog hated the book.
Yeah.
Just a little too long for me.
Yeah.
Belito.
The rule is 46 seconds, but that one pushed it a little bit. How about you, Producer Pete?
Yeah, I'm with Andy, the dog reading the book, or hated the
dog
book.
Dog reading the book. I like, can you be a little more specific? So nobody...
that was my other choice.
It was not a bad joke. Thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. We'll randomly select a name now and... give someone our coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.